From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Governor Mike Parson has officially announced a 2020 gubernatorial bid to keep his seat. Parson confirmed the long-rumored full-term run yesterday by announcing his candidacy near his cattle ranch in Bolivar. Parson was elected lieutenant governor in 2016 and then took over as governor in 2018 after former Republican Governor Eric Greitens resigned in the face of potential impeachment. Political observers say Parson's low-key approach to governing, especially in contrast with Greitens' brazen style, could serve Parson well with voters. Parson will face off against auditor Nicole Galloway, who is the only Democrat and woman currently holding statewide office in Missouri. The Missouri Department of Conservation may change state regulations to help landowners combat damage from wildlife and feral hogs. The department says the proposals would allow a conservation agent to authorize use of thermal imaging to take wildlife causing damage to private property. Landowners would have to obtain written authorization to use thermal imaging or night vision equipment for wildlife. Another change would allow a landowner's representative, with permission of a conservation agent, to use thermal imagery or night vision equipment to eliminate feral hogs from the landowner's property. Currently, landowners can use thermal imagery and night vision equipment on their own property. The agency is seeking public comment through October 31st and will make a final decision on December 13th. Mayor Brian Treese and four other Columbia City Council members have released a joint statement regarding the misdemeanor filed against 4th Ward Councilman Ian Thomas. The release says, quote, "As members of the Columbia City Council, we expect open, honest, and transparent government. We commend city staff for having the courage to report their concerns about this breach of public trust. There is no rationale that would ever make it acceptable for an elected official to request any payment in exchange for a favorable vote. These allegations and resulting charges taint the integrity of our democracy and undermine public confidence," end quote. According to the Columbia Missourian, the email was signed by Treese, 1st Ward Councilman Clyde Ruffin, 3rd Ward Councilman Carl Scala, 5th Ward Councilman Matt Pitzer, and 6th Ward Councilwoman Betsy Peters. Thomas is charged with a misdemeanor for negotiating a quid pro quo with two developers last year, Cole County Prosecutor Locke Thompson confirmed Thursday. The charge is attempting to commit an act prohibited by a public official for offering to back a development project if the developer supported affordable housing. Columbia Police Chief Jeff Jones has issued a statement on the wrongful arrest of a Smithton Middle School student in January. According to the Columbia Missourian, Jones says the arrest came as a result of an investigation that was not thorough. He says a mother's complaint that her daughter was racially profiled showed failures in the investigation. His department is working to ensure future investigations are complete and the involved employee's performance improves. This comes after Tony Ash, a school resource officer who covers all 6 middle schools in the Columbia Public School District, arrested 2 students January 10th at Smithton to help stop a fight that left another student injured. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.